In this world we live in, there's runners and there's fighters. All your fists is on fighter, and I know one when I see one.
You know, it's good to be back in like the podcast zone. So I was making a lot of excuses why not to make this podcast. And I was sitting there trying to figure out what kind of podcast I wanted to do. And I just found myself creatively spiraling in these circles with zero results. And actually, you know what happened recently? I'm going to be totally, I guess, open and vulnerable about this situation. I got called out on my shit lately. You know, first, my fiance Shelby, I love her to death and she loves me dearly, but I thought she was literally physically disgusted with me at some point. Because lately I was obsessing about my social media and content production in general. And I started listening to this podcast, Gary Vee, right? And he talks a lot about creating content at scale. And, you know, right now I'm in a different place. The last couple of months have been an emotional like roller coaster, coming back to town and finding my place creatively. And so I said, I need to do that. I need to just create and post and create and post and create and post. So I did, and I got a new video editing program. I spent hours on YouTube learning to do it. Then I took every opportunity to post that I could. And in the podcast, you know, Gary even talks about that, the platform TikTok, and I downloaded TikTok. And, you know, she came home one day and I had TikTok in one hand and I was folding laundry in the other. And that day I had posted 9 posts, 9 freaking TikTok posts, which is crazy. And she said to me, she was like, hey, I wasn't really feeling your TikTok posts, which I love about her and how honest she is. And until it's not what I want to hear, then just lie to me, right? Just lie to me. I told her that it's not necessarily deep thought, but there's got to be some value, right, in dumb funny sometimes. And she agreed, but also said, I just don't think it's funny, which is fair. I defended it and blamed it on the fact that I had this job that was in the entertainment world and content and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, she expressed that she believed there was more to me than that. And it was lacking a sign of my character and who I really am. And, you know, she was trying to lift me up and hold me to a higher standard, which I should hold myself. So now looking back, listening to the Gary Vee podcast, it wasn't his message that was wrong about posting content at scale. It was my interpretation of it was just to post. I wasn't posting anything of value. Like, what do I offer this world? What value do I have that I can leave here and give people? Whether it is comedy, whether it's information, whether it's just open and honest conversation, whatever that is, why am I not doing it? Why am I just posting a horrible dance video that's not funny or anything? So that was my misinterpretation of it. I'm coming back with this podcast and it's called the 4-Step Program. And it's really simple. I mean, it's me talking about 4 things that hopefully add some kind of value to your life. And this one's kind of fun. I have my friend Brandon, who I think you guys are really going to like. He's a good dude. He works at the US 99 with me on the morning show. He's one of the hardest workers I know. He's got a couple kids, always got a smile on his face early in the morning, and some interesting stories. So today we're going to talk about a couple things. One, about naming this podcast, which was not an easy task, and some of the ridiculous names that that come with that.
It took me longer to name my podcast than it did to name my kid.
And then also something that I love about Brent is he's a creative parent. So we talked about creative parenting. He found some really interesting ways to keep him and his kids connected outside of video games and the normal TV shows and things like that.
This is something you're going to want to do with your kids, and I hope people steal this idea. Not because they steal your ideas, Brandon. I hope it's something that you offer to the world as value of something people can do.
So creative parenting is the second thing we talk about. Third, we're going to hit on just some things that bother us, right? There's like 4 things I put on a list that just try to be self-aware that the little stupid funny things that just bug us.
Stupid thing I also don't like. This is only number 2. Bagels with big holes in them.
What?
Let me explain.
And finally, it's kind of exciting to talk about because it's funny and it's serious at the same time, but it's Black Twitter.
I want to talk about Black Twitter. You know,
yes.
I want to talk about Black Twitter.
I've been waiting on this.
Brandon will walk us through what that is all about. Here it is. This is the 4-Step Program with Scotty K and guest today, Brandon Fryer.